A Trump favorite has upended Georgia's race for governor. David Perdue announced yesterday he would contest incumbent Brian Kemp for the Republican nomination. Let's listen.
Look, I like Brian. This isn't personal. It's simple. He has failed all of us and cannot win in November.
Meanwhile, Democrat Stacey Abrams is taking another shot at the seat, too, making Georgia one of the major states to watch in the 2022 midterms. For more, we're joined by WABE Politics reporter Raul Bally. Welcome, Raul.
Hello.
Well, David Perdue lost his Senate seat to Democrat John Ossoff last year. Now he's back as a primary challenger for governor, and he's gotten former President Trump's endorsement. How do Republicans you've spoken to feel about this?
I've heard a lot of frustration. I've heard loud sighs, but mainly worry. First, Republicans I talked to are concerned about next November after a possibly divisive primary. Can they get all of their voters back to the polls in a general election? And then here's the possible fallout on the local level. A Republican state lawmaker I talked to is worried what it means for his election after redistricting. His seat is 55% Republican. If enough Republicans don't show up in November, is he in trouble? And then a different Republican state lawmaker I talked to, who's supporting Governor Kemp, is worried if he's going to be challenged by a Trump-style candidate. So a lot of questions about the fallout from a possibly divided Republican Party in Georgia.
Okay, former President Trump has a grudge against Brian Kemp for refusing to invalidate Biden's win in the state. Now Trump has endorsed David Perdue. Is the Kemp campaign worried about losing the Republican base?
They're not saying that out loud, but Republicans know that they have got to be able to reunite the party along all their fault lines. Look, here in Georgia, it was always about, for years, balancing business conservatives and social conservatives. Well, it's now those forces plus Trump supporters, along with those who don't like the former president. Now, last week, before Perdue entered the race, I asked Governor Kemp about the possibility of Perdue entering the race, what it would mean for his campaign, and this is what he had to say to me.
Trump supporters and Kemp supporters and Georgia Republicans and Georgia voters know what my record is. It is a record that I told them I would do when I was running for governor in 2018. And that is what I'm going to remind people of. And I believe when they understand that, that I will be reelected.
And look, former President Donald Trump has made this intensely personal. I expect to see the former president here in Georgia for David Perdue and to attack Brian Kemp.
Brian Kemp, though, still has a state to govern. How will this challenge impact the sorts of policies he'll push in the coming legislative session?
So our session here in Georgia gets started next month. And Republicans in the Georgia legislature, they were going to push conservative-leaning issues in an election year anyway. But what a Democratic lawmaker told me was that this Republican primary means that any issues that Democrats could have worked with Republicans or with the governor is likely in trouble or just likely dead.
Before I let you go, we have to talk about the other side of the aisle. Stacey Abrams is back. Republicans are already campaigning as if she is the candidate. What are Democrats telling you about the race?
Well, first and foremost, they're going to focus on fundraising. So while this Republican race is going to probably be expensive, they expect that those coffers will be refilled and it's going to be a big race. They're also going to focus on honing in their message, because the focus is really going to be on that Republican race. They're going to have time to hone their message as Democrats. I think the one thing that Democrats and Democratic operatives are trying to figure out is how involved do they get in the race? The question I was asking is, do you throw dynamite sticks into the Republican race, or you just kind of do hands off? And I think that's what they're trying to figure out as Democrats.
There's so much to watch as well. Other high-profile races, including Democrat Raphael Warnock fighting to keep his seat in the Senate. WABE's politics reporter Raul Bally, thank you so much for your time.
It was great to be on.